in an age of idolatry, it would have been an amazing thing to watch the events unfold in the life of Josiah. Even though idolatry is as prevalent in our society as it was in his, it is not so regarded. Idolatry resides in the heart, as Jehovah reveals. Every man of the house of Israel that taketh his idols into his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, Jehovah, will answer him therein according to the multitude of his idols. Ezekiel 14:4. During Josiah's time, idolatry was practiced in a visible way. Altars were erected, and sacrifices were made to the various gods. Similarly, in the first century, when the Apostle Paul visited the city of Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he beheld the city full of idols, Acts 17:16. When kings, like Ahaz, shut the doors of the house of Jehovah and made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem, it sheds light upon that which Josiah was faced, for his fathers had also served the Asherim, 2 Chronicles 33:19. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. His history, as seen in his father, was one of idolatry. He would have been familiar with the practices. He would have seen it daily and, as is recorded in 2 Chronicles 34:14, he did not have the book of the law of Jehovah given by Moses before him. It would be hard to imagine the book of the law of Jehovah to be unknown. In our own time, the Word of God is so prevalent and easily accessed. Even though Josiah had a history of idolatry practiced by his fathers, he did not allow previous practices to keep him from responding to the command of the Lord. He broke the cycle of idolatry. He did as those in Thessalonica who turned unto God from idols to serve a living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Josiah defiled Topath, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire unto Moloch, 2 Kings 23:10. 5 years prior to the finding of the book of the law of Jehovah and Josiah's great reform, Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, had been sent by Jehovah to speak to the people of God. Jehovah instructed him to pluck up and to break down and to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant, Jeremiah 1:10. As Josiah purged the land of the physical manifestations of idolatry, Jeremiah focused upon the spiritual aspects. For 40 years, during the reign of Josiah, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah, Jeremiah proclaimed the will of God to a rebellious and backsliding people to no avail. Even though the physical idolatry was purged, the condition of Israel's heart did not change. Unless our submission to God's will is of the heart, it will profit nothing. Think about the instructions the Apostle Paul gave to the brethren in Corinth, saying, There hath no temptation taken you, but such a man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 Corinthians 10:13 and 14. What is the wherefore, therefore? 1 Corinthians 10 sets forth a warning to avoid idolatry, and Israel is an example of the consequences of acquiescing to the draw of idolatry. The Apostle Paul tells the brethren, Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Chapter 10, verse 12. In verse 13, Paul removed any excuses when he said, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it. How? Wherefore, flee idolatry. Flee? To run away, often from danger or evil, according to Webster's. from what kind or degree of danger or evil. The Holy Spirit says, abstain from every form of evil. Whatever form evil dresses itself up to be, no matter how beautiful and or tempting, flee. Upon it does your life depend.